Congress came back with a big bang this week. The House voted along party lines and approved the rules package for the 115th Congress. In it, a longtime relic that many federal employees may not like. It's called the Holman Rule. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to explain what this means, or could mean, for federal employees and their programs. Nicole, let's start with what is the Holman Rule in the first place?
So it's an old rule, one that I had never heard of before until a few days ago, and it essentially allows members to bring an amendment to the floor for an appropriations bill. And those amendments can be used to, the word that they've used is retrench agency spending, reduce the number of federal employees at an agency, or cut a federal employee's salary or compensation. So there's a lot there. And typically in the appropriations process, the appropriations committees and subcommittees, they bring in agency officials. They ask them to testify on their priorities, their projects, the budget. This is all part of budget season. And the committees develop an appropriations package based on those conversations with agencies, also their own debates, their own priorities, things that they would like to see. And then they vote on them as a committee. That bill then goes to the House floor for a vote. But here, in this situation, any member could bring an amendment to the floor. And there's usually some debate on the House floor for these amendments. But amendments generally move pretty quickly. And once they're proposed, they're out there and they're voted on. So five lawmakers from the National Capital Region were pretty upset by this. The big issue that they have is that once these amendments are proposed, agencies don't have an opportunity to officially respond. They can't bring witnesses to the House floor. There's no hearings to debate the issue, and an individual federal employee, they don't have the opportunity to access their due process rights and appeal it in a way that they might, you know, if they were proposed a punishment, some sort of disciplinary action, a pay cut, that sort of thing.
This is a strange one. Somebody has something in mind that they want for this rule. When was the last time we've seen it?
1983, and it actually dates back to 1876. It's been used on and off since then.
Well, it sounds like there are pretty serious implications for federal agencies. What are some of the ones that have come up?
So I spoke with some congressional staff members about this rule, and Don Beyer's office was one of them. He's one of the five lawmakers who's spoken out against this, and a spokesperson for his office told me that they see this as a tool intended to reach deep into the federal budget to cut away programs and employees who run afoul of the majority's ideology. Federal employee associations and unions, obviously, they are not a fan of this, and they call this a lose-lose situation for feds. The appropriations process, I think, is usually seen as a relatively positive experience. Agencies are getting resources to do their jobs and work on their functions and that sort of thing. And the argument is that this rule could make it a very negative experience for these agencies and the employees that work there. There's no version of this rule in the Senate, but the sense here that I've gotten from the federal employee unions and associations is that it would make working with the House very difficult.
Perhaps they plan on targeting programs in agencies where there is an ideological bent to some of the programs. I'm thinking of Environmental Protection Agency, Energy Department, Labor Department. They could, you know, members of Congress could go in and do surgery.
Right. They could get rid of specific offices or functions within an agency. And then the example that in order to just understand this myself, the example that I used just talking to a few experts about what this rule actually means is I was thinking of the IRS commissioner. So, for example, and I was told, that this is how this could work. A member could come in and say, we would propose an amendment that would dock the commissioner of the IRS's pay by 10, 15% or however much. And that amendment could pass on the floor.
Or say, we're going to pay you 4 cents to do the work and you decide whether you want to stay.
Wow. Sure.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. What else has happened in this opening salvo of the 115th?
So the House has been pretty busy. They easily passed a bill called the Ensuring VA Employee Accountability Act. And this came from Congressman Ryan Costello. He introduced this in the last Congress, but it died on the floor, and it passed very easily this week. And it essentially makes sure that the VA is keeping track of reprimands or punishments for a specific employee and makes note of them in an employee's permanent record. Later this week, the House is looking at reauthorizing the Office of Special Counsel. That's something that Congress has put off for 8 years now. And this one's called the Thoroughly Investigating Retaliation Against Whistleblowers Act. It gives OSC more time, from 15 to now 45 days, to review a disclosed prohibited practice. And it also gives agencies more reporting requirements. Again, this is something that's been on the docket in previous Congresses that the House is now looking at.
Now, the Holman rule was pretty much a partisan or party line type of issue. What about the reauthorizing OSC?
I'm not entirely sure. The House has yet to vote on this, but I think reauthorizing OSC is relatively non-controversial. I think it's just something that for some reason Congress has yet to address. I think I went to a hearing on this issue back in 2015, the end of 2015, and the sense there was, why have we not done this yet? And the agency said, we're honestly not sure. It's up to you.
And the on the Ensuring VA Employee Accountability Act, that was pretty much bipartisan support there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we're going to see more of these kinds of bills, especially from the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Republican-controlled committee there. We're going to continue, I think, to see more bills along those lines targeting those kinds of initiatives.
Interesting. There's the first thing they go after is federal management issues as opposed to the Affordable Care Act or whatever else is on their agenda.
Right. I mean, they're working on that, too. But I was interested to see that this, I would say, relic from the 80s is back in the House rules package here. And this is, you know, something that the majority sees as a way to push through, you know, their agenda, and something that I had never heard of before, you know, now.
Like a ragged mummy that comes out of a dusty coffin every so often to wreak havoc.
Sure. I would assume federal employees would see it that way.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco. Appreciate that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And you can read her coverage at federalnewsradio.com.